opposition politicians in Venezuela are feeling the threat of President Nicolas Maduro's government. We told you yesterday about the vice president of the National Assembly being towed to prison in his car by the secret police. Today, three opposition politicians are taking shelter at foreign embassies in the capital, Caracas. Meanwhile, the Venezuelan embassy in Washington, D.C. is also feeling the crisis. The embassy has been occupied by activists who feel the U.S. should not take action in the South American country. The Trump administration has supported Juan Guaido, the challenger to Venezuela's president, Nicolas Maduro. Pro-Guaido people are demonstrating outside the embassy's entrances and exits. Power and water were cut off inside the building last night. Miguel Tincarsalas is a Venezuelan historian at Pomona College in California. Miguel, visualize this for us. Who's on the inside and who's on the outside here?
It appears that on the inside are a series of activists who oppose fundamentally U.S. foreign policy towards Latin America, particularly the notion of regime change, because essentially the Trump administration are pursuing regime change, not just in Venezuela, but also in Cuba and Nicaragua. Even those who are against U.S. intervention in Venezuela, I should point out, are not all pro-Maduro. They're very critical of Maduro, but they also may not have trust in the opposition. And on the outside, you have a group of Venezuelan Americans or Venezuelan emigres more than likely going to be Guaido supporters. They want the ouster of Nicolas Maduro. And what we're seeing play out is largely what's playing out in Venezuela.
Now, Miguel, one question I have is, where are the staffers, the Venezuelans, who would normally be in the Venezuelan embassy?
As the crisis evolved in Venezuela and as the relations were actually broken off by Maduro and then subsequently by the U.S., the embassy staff left the country. And they left not just the embassy in Washington, but they left consulates throughout the country, in New Orleans, San Francisco. And the opposition has made an effort to reclaim those territories, those spaces, as part of their effort to unseat Maduro. And interesting enough, the U.S. embassy in Caracas is not occupied by Venezuelans demanding an alternative to the U.S. Their embassy is still intact, as far as I know.
You mentioned this group of activists inside, and they are part of Code Pink. And Medea Benjamin, the head of Code Pink, she recently spoke about this situation on the Tom Hartman program.
We're just appalled that the Trump administration can decide who's the president of another country, what property belongs to whom, and violate the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations, which says even if you don't have diplomatic relations, even if they're cut off, you still have to respect the property of that government.
What do you think of the argument of Medea Benjamin that the U.S. should just leave this situation alone and let it play out?
Well, I think that this issue really needs to be resolved by Venezuelans in Venezuela. What's happening in Washington is a symbolic struggle between those who are against U.S. intervention in Venezuela and those who want the ouster of Maduro. But the real struggle is in Venezuela. And the struggle in Venezuela, unfortunately, has come into a proposition of all or nothing. They've taken negotiations off the table so that you have essentially an opposition saying Maduro must leave. There can be no negotiations and there can be no effort to try to reconcile or provide a peaceful process to find a resolution to this crisis. I think that the only avenue I can envision is one of negotiations. That doesn't mean simply agreeing with Maduro. That means establishing the context in which there can be a peaceful resolution to the crisis in the country. The country is changed. It will have both forces, and both forces need to find some level of accommodation and some level of rapprochement in order to sustain some kind of stability in the country. For me, that's the only solution.
Miguel Tincarsalas is a Venezuelan historian at Pomona College in California. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you. Have a good day.